Our story begins in Todd's office at Dean Industries, where he is talking with Hannah on the phone when Serena enters his office.
How about dinner tonight? You can help me relax after a long day.
Dinner sounds fantastic. What time?
Hey, look, I'll call you back in a bit and we can finalize our plans. Okay, bye.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
No problem. Did you get those numbers I emailed to you?
Yes, I did. And I'm impressed. Good job.
Whew. So does that mean I passed my first big test?
I would say so. But we have a lot more to do. In fact, I'm hoping you'll be able to work late tonight to help me pull together that presentation for tomorrow morning.
I thought that Greg finished that this afternoon.
Yeah, he thought so too, but I'm not completely happy with it. And he had to take off because his son is sick. We need this presentation. We need it to be a winner. And I need you to work a little late tonight to help me to finish it.
Serena, I just made some dinner plans.
Todd, I'm not happy to be working late here either, but we do need you to be flexible sometimes, especially at quarter's end. Is there any way you could reschedule your dinner plans?
Well, I guess I could do dinner another night.
Thank you. You're going to go far at Dean Industries with that attitude.
That's what I'm here for.
Look, I'll give you a few minutes, rearrange your dinner plans, and then you can meet me in my office in, say, 5 minutes?
Sure. I hate to have to do this, but I have to cancel our dinner for tonight.
What? But what about our celebration?
I know. It sucks. But I have to work late. I'm sorry.
In his apartment, Chuck is talking with Clint and Dara.
So, Clint, I heard Dara's taking the first day of school. Now give me yours.
Well, it wasn't bad. Dan and I only have 2 classes together, so I wasn't happy with that. But it was all right for the first day, I guess.
Clint always looks at the bright side of things.
That's not true. Are you saying you didn't have a good first day?
No one talked to me all day except for you. And my annoying next-door neighbor.
What annoying next-door neighbor?
Lucas, or whatever his name is. He's in 3 of my classes.
Starting out at a new school can be tough. It may help if you have some friends like Lucas to help you adjust.
He's not my friend. He kept asking me how to find everything.
Well, he just started at that school yesterday. The 3 of you are in the same boat, starting behind already.
I'll get it. Speaking of Mr. Annoying.
Hey, Alexandra sent me over here. She told me to make myself scarce for a while.
Come on in, Lucas.
Her brother is coming over or something. She told me to hang out over here, if it's okay.
I heard the city has a nice park you could hang out in.
It's fine, Lucas.
Hey, I'm Clint. Oh, what's up, man? Lucas.
So you live next door?
Yeah, for now.
Next door at Alexander's apartment, Andrew has just arrived.
I wasn't sure if you'd show up, Andy.
Well, Gretchen forced me to.
She seems to genuinely care about you.
She's been a good friend to me. If it weren't for her, I don't know where I'd be right now.
She told me about the blood clot. That sounds serious. Andy, I want you to let me take you to the doctor to have it checked out.
Well, they gave me some medication. I should be fine.
I'm not going to let you play games with your life here. If you don't recognize how serious this is, then I'm going to recognize it for you.
Look, Alexander, I don't know what kind of a relationship you and I shared before, but it's gone now. I'm a different person.
Well, you look the same to me, just missing a couple of... Well, you can figure it out.
Well, you may not like who I've become, but from everything you've told me, I just don't like who I was before. And I'm in no hurry to pick up where I left off. which is with a wife who's in prison, by the way, and a sister who wants to control me. And, oh, yeah, another sister who's apparently accused of murdering someone. What kind of family is this anyway?
It's a damn good one, you ingrate. Who's the person that bailed you out of one scrape after another when you were a kid? And who still does that today?
I guess that would be you?
You can bet your busboy apron it was me. And I'm not going to let you die just because you can't remember who you really are.
But it's my life. Don't you get it? I don't know why I came over here. All we're doing is fighting.
Exactly. This is what we do. We're the Joneses, you big jerk. We fight. But we always have each other's backs.
Oh, I'm not interested in being a Jones. It's too much work. I'm happy being Adam Johnson. And when I leave here, I'm never coming back. Just consider your brother dead or missing or just gone.
Oh, shut up, Andy. Do you even know what you're saying?
No, you shut the hell up, Alex. Stop bossing me around.
Andy? Andy, did you just remember something?
In Blake's suite at the Algonquin, Gretchen and Marilyn have arrived for the dinner party.
Gretchen, I'm so happy you could make it tonight. My family doesn't get together very often, so you're about to witness some history here.
Wow, I appreciate the invite.
Has anyone else arrived yet?
Not yet. The two of you are my first arrivals, and I couldn't think of two more lovely women to be spending the evening with.
Marilyn, this guy is a keeper.
He knows just what to say, doesn't he?
Can I get you something to drink, wine, or something a little stronger?
I'll have white wine if you have it.
That sounds nice.
It's in the kitchen. Let me get it.
Why don't you get the door, and Gretchen and I will go pour the wine?
That sounds like an excellent idea. Hello, Terry, and this must be...
Jean-Carlos.
It's nice to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet your other brother.
Marilyn, I was gonna... Carlos?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.